In the vast expanse of our earthly pilgrimage, there exists an enigmatic interplay between the threads of destiny and the hands that deftly weave them. It is within this intricate dance of time and purpose that we find ourselves, yearning for glimpses of the divine choreographer's intentions. The whispers of change linger in the air, subtle yet pregnant with promises yet to unfold. In this message, we embark on a journey to decipher clear signs, cryptic messages from the divine realm, etched in both the sacred scriptures and the tapestry of everyday life. I am going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Believe and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. Please like, comment, share this video with others. Leave your prayer requests and we will pray with you. As we stand at the threshold of our existence, there's an undeniable suspense, a mystical anticipation akin to the hushed rustling of leaves before a gentle breeze transforms into a powerful wind. We are beckoned to recognize the subtle nuances, the sacred winks from above, signaling that an imminent metamorphosis is about to grace the stage of our lives. It's a moment where the ordinary transforms into the extraordinary, where the mundane becomes the canvas upon which the Creator paints profound strokes of purpose and change. In the grand drama of life, we often find ourselves yearning for tangible assurances that our journey is not merely a random sequence of events, but a divine narrative carefully penned by the author of all existence. The introductory chapter of change is written in shadows, inviting us to decipher the coded language of transformation. So, with hearts open and spirits attuned, let us unravel the first of chapter of this message, signs that shows that changing is coming. 1. Divine discontentment asterisk. Scripture, Psalm 42 verse 1. As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God. Explanation. Have you ever felt like something is missing, like you're thirsty for more in your life? This feeling, like a deer searching for water, can be a sign that God is calling you to a deeper connection with Him. Life sometimes gives us a nudge, a sense that there's more to explore spiritually. When you find yourself not completely satisfied with the way things are, it's like a gentle tap on the shoulder from God, inviting you to seek something greater. It's a bit like feeling a thirst for a closeness with the divine, a desire for a fuller, more meaningful life. So, when you sense this divine discontentment, recognize it as a signpost on the road of life, indicating that God is preparing to bring refreshing changes to your soul. Embrace this feeling, for in acknowledging it, you open the door to a transformation orchestrated by a loving Creator who longs for a closer relationship with you. 2. Unexpected openings asterisk. Scripture, Isaiah 43 verse 19. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? Explanation. Have you ever found yourself in a situation that seemed to appear out of nowhere, like a surprise gift waiting to be unwrapped? These unexpected opportunities, like a sudden door swinging open, might be God's way of inviting you into a new chapter of your life. Imagine you're walking along a path, and suddenly a door you never noticed before swings open. It could be a new job, a chance encounter, or an unforeseen opportunity. These moments are like divine invitations, prompting you to step into something fresh and exciting. God often uses these unexpected openings to guide us toward a purpose we might not have imagined. So, when you encounter these unexpected doors, take a moment to consider them as divine gifts. They could be the next step in the grand adventure God has planned for you. Embrace the surprises, for in them, you might find the beginning of a transformative journey orchestrated by a loving God who delights in leading you toward new and promising horizons. 3. Synchronicity of events asterisk. Scripture, Proverbs 16 verse 9. In their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps. Explanation. Have you ever noticed when things just seem to fall into place, like pieces of a puzzle coming together without much effort on your part? This might be what people call synchronicity, where different events align in a way that feels like it's meant to be. Picture it like this. Imagine planning your day, and unexpectedly, everything lines up smoothly. You run into a friend you were just thinking about, or you get a call offering help right when you need it. These moments of alignment are like a divine GPS guiding your steps. Proverbs 16 verse 9 tells us that, even though we make plans, God is the one directing our journey. So, when you experience these synchronicities, take a moment to see them as God's way of saying, "I'm with you, guiding your steps." It's like a reassuring pat on the back, letting you know you're not alone in your journey. Embrace these moments of alignment, for they could be signs that God is orchestrating a beautiful change in your life story. 4. Spiritual growth pains asterisk. Scripture, 2 Peter 3 verse 18. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Explanation. Have you ever felt like life is giving you some tough lessons, like a plant growing through the cracks in the pavement? Just as plants need to break through tough surfaces to grow, we sometimes face challenges that might feel difficult but are part of our spiritual growth. Think of it as leveling up in a video game. You face tougher challenges, but with each one, you become stronger and more capable. In a similar way, 2 Peter 3 verse 18 encourages us to grow in understanding and grace. This growth often involves facing challenges that might feel uncomfortable. It's like doing spiritual push-ups to become spiritually stronger. So, when life presents these growth pains, view them as opportunities to become a better version of yourself. God might be shaping you through these challenges, helping you develop resilience and deepening your understanding of His love. Embrace the growth process, for in overcoming these challenges, you're on the path to a positive transformation guided by a caring Creator. 5. Deepen prayer life asterisk. Scripture, Jeremiah 29 verse 12. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. Explanation. Have you ever felt a stronger desire to talk to God, like He's your closest friend? When your prayer life deepens, it's like having heart-to-heart conversations with someone who cares deeply about you. Jeremiah 29 verse 12 tells us that when we reach out to God, He listens. Imagine it as chatting with a friend about your day, your worries, and your dreams. When you feel a growing connection with God through prayer, it's a sign that He's inviting you into a deeper relationship. Just like a good friend, God is ready to listen, comfort, and guide you. So, when you sense this desire to pray more, see it as a special invitation from God. It's like getting an open line to the one who knows you best. Embrace these moments of connection, for in deepening your prayer life, you're opening the door to a transformative journey guided by a loving friend who is always there for you. As we wrap up our journey through these 10 signs, think of it like finishing a good story, one filled with twists, turns, and moments of realization. We've explored the whispers of change, those little hints from God that something exciting is about to happen in your life. Just like how you feel at the end of an inspiring movie, these signs are meant to leave you with a sense of hope and anticipation. Imagine standing at the starting line of a race, ready to run towards a future filled with promise and purpose. So, in wrapping this up, let's see these signs as friendly guideposts along your life's path. They're like road signs saying, "Get ready for something amazing." Embrace these moments of change, for in doing so, you're stepping into a new chapter of your life, authored by a caring Creator who knows the story of your journey better than anyone else. Remember, life is an ongoing adventure, and these signs are like treasure maps leading you to the richness of a transformed and fulfilling existence. As you move forward, keep your heart open, your spirit hopeful, and your eyes peeled for the next chapter of your incredible story, co-authored by you and the one who holds the pen of your destiny.
Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself, save me from people who will not lead me to you, save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong, make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, he letteth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul, he letteth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comments section and share with us your testimony too in the comments section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comment section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comment section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart in your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.